Well, as always, our last takeout comes from you, our listeners. The hot topic this week was driving while distracted. You really responded to that. The U.S. Transportation Department said almost 6,000 deaths were connected to driver distraction. What did you say? Anthony from Watchung, New Jersey, emailed us at mytakeatthetakeaway.org. There is a BlackBerry application called Color ID, which flashes a sequence of colors. I use this for important people who send messages. If it's cyan and purple, I know I need to check the message right away and look for a safe place to pull off and do so. Otherwise, I ignore it. Practical suggestions. Yesterday, someone suggested having GPS phones turn off when they detect fast movement, but Hesh emails us. Using the GPS in all phones is very clever, but that would mean that people on buses and trains would be blocked. It would also mean that passengers, even in taxis, would be affected. Too clever for its own good, that app. Shari emails us to say this about proposed laws. I was rear-ended by a cell phone user, and now I am disabled. I don't think that multitasking is beneficial to anyone, but you can't legislate common sense and caring about other people's safety.
Obama has his own solutions here. He signed an executive order saying federal employees will not be allowed to text while driving government-provided cars or conducting government's businesses. And separately, the federal government plans to ban text messaging by bus drivers and truckers who travel across state lines and may also preclude them actually from using cell phones while driving at all.
The issue of truckers was a big issue at that summit we were talking about earlier this week.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.